The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
The tables are empty. The dance floor's deserted. You play the same love song. It's the tenth time you've heard it. That's the beginning. Just one of the clues. You've had your first lesson in learning the blues.
There it is, Francis Albert, Joe Piscopo on the radio, 906 on AM 970, The Answer. Great to have you with us. We appreciate it. You can call anytime at 877-970-2999. Michael Caputo will be with us, former Trump advisor, longtime political consultant. Had a great time, by the way, last night. Chatted about this in the 6 o'clock hour, but I want to just reiterate. Because I thank my buddy Kevin Jackson, who you hear on the show, who is really one of our favorite guests. He's just a great broadcaster. You see him on Fox all the time and on the radio as well. And everybody, and we get some great feedback from Kevin. So Kevin goes, you got to go to this support of Israel function on Sunday. This was yesterday. He told me this week, long time ago. So I lock it in. But I want to see my kids. So I go see the kids. I go, I'm going to go support Israel tonight. We have such a good life. Thank God I'm with you. This is yesterday. And I did church, and then I said, with the kids. And I go, bang, bang, let me go support Israel with the Zionist Organization of America. Well, I go in there. Everybody who's anybody is there. I see Alan Dershowitz. I go, Avi. I go like that, Avi. And somebody goes, oh, you can call him Avi. I say, I have permission. And Frank, you will testify. I have permission to call Professor Dershowitz Avi from Brooklyn, because that's what he says. You can call me Avi, like his all his friends do. So he was good. But he is revered. He is revered. Then Dr. Sebastian Gorka was there, wow, which was great. I know. Senator Cotton showed up. He's about 2 years old. How old is this guy, 12?
I think he's around 44.
God bless him. I said, you look so young. He cracked up laughing. He goes, well, you ain't seen the gray hair. There's gray hair underneath all this. He said, seemed like a very, very nice individual. So and so it was great. Met everybody there. All so many people listened to the show. And when I go to Italian American events, Joe, great, thanks. Hey, thanks for sticking up for Italians. Thanks. It was as great, if not better, with my fellow Jewish Israeli friends.
That's terrific.
Yeah, the ambassador was there. We took great pictures. Everybody appreciated. Joe, thanks for your stance on Israel. Thank you. It's great. When you go, Dr. Joseph Frager, my buddy, was there. And I'm telling you, it was great. Then, Mark Levinson, this was a guy who worked with Kim Guadagno, goes, hey, Joe, Steve Bannon wants to see you for a second, which was great because I said hi to Steve earlier. I had a great talk with Bannon. I told you that was a kick from, you know, I'm a political junkie, Frankie Fibros. I think you're the same way. So when you bring Roger Stone to the airwaves, it'd be, oh, what are you, all the controversy, this, that. No, it's all politics, man. It's all politics. So Steve Bannon, are you kidding me? And he's sharp, man. We talked about a minute, 2 minutes. But rapid fire chatting about what politics in New Jersey. Boom. What happens if this happens? Where are we going there? What's your next move? How are you doing this? Where's my man Joe? But bang, right, eye to eye, quick, rapid fire. I loved it. Loved every minute of it. He's so on top of it all. And a big supporter of the state of Israel.
Well, and I'm not aware of that, but he definitely is a real intellectual. He has the ability to view current events in a world historical perspective. He's of the belief that we're entering into a phase in world history and in American history called the fourth turning, and that we're in the midst of seeing a generational shift in the way everything goes. And I think if the Republicans and the people in the Trump administration were to listen to him a bit more on appealing to working class, traditionally Democratic voters, they would be in a much better place politically. Now, it doesn't mean I agree with all the people that he's backing for all these different seats.
Yeah, yeah, like when they go, when Sean
and he's backing and, Michael Grimm, you know, which I think is a big mistake.
Or and Judge Roy Moore. I mean, just regard what you hear of Moore the last couple of days. Just, you know, I mean, I don't understand that. But I mean, on top sharp. And I still tell you that. Remember when I met Steve Bannon in Florida. Yeah, that's when I first met him. And we had a nice little couple seconds there when I campaigned on behalf of the president, the then candidate Trump, the Saturday before the election. And he was great. And he was locked in there. Reince was there yesterday. Had a great time with Reince. Laugh. Everybody was in good spirits. And,
good.
You know, it was the patriotism coming from the Zionist Organization of America. Yeah. The patriotism.
Does my friend MJ Kronfeld still work with them? She was a bit like a director.
Maybe.
She was very tall. You wouldn't have missed her.
Maybe. So what are you saying?
No, she's tall.
I need a nice Jewish girl in my life. That's what I need. I think I do. Well, you'll meet one tomorrow who's a great our buddy Rachel Brown is doing jewelry for Mitch Modell tonight. And then she'll be on the air with us tomorrow.
Great.
So we stream live, you'll see, which is great. I think she makes the Israeli jewelry. So anyway, it was great. So then cut to the Rolling Gold Glove Awards. I told Al, forgive me if I'm repeating this, because if you stay with us all morning, I love you for that.
Love those cufflinks.
But thank you. Sharp. Thank you for reminding me. So Mike Thompson, Rawlings, my buddy, I'm going to mention his name. He cannot stand when I mention his name because he's such a humble guy. Ray Mira, just put this Rawlings Gold Glove. They put me front and center. I'm the MC for the Rawlings Gold Glove Awards with Joe Torre, Reggie Jackson, with Derek Jeter shows up, got the heart of gold for all that he does. Reggie's sister was the Derek's sister was with him, right? And Ozzie Smith, my buddy Ozzie, Brooks Robinson. And Brooks Robinson stops and says, "You know, Joe, my wife loves you." Brooks says this. I go, "Will you give her my best, man?" Because they watch Fox News.
That's
they all
great.
Watch Fox News, you know, and they love it. We had the best time with all the great players of the past, present, and all the young players that were there, like Eric Hosmer, my buddy from Kansas City. What a great ball player! See, and then I get nervous around these guys. So my history with Don Mattingly, who I love, has been so respectful. I remember I was in Toronto, and I was with Robert Wall, my buddy. I came up with Bob Wall. Remember Bob Wall from, he played Arliss. Very funny guy and one of my dearest friends. So Bob says, he's in Toronto. We were doing a project. I was doing a small film for Bob, I believe, at the time. So we're at the, behind the dugout on the first base side, I believe, and the Yanks were playing the Blue Jays. And Don Mattingly is at first base. The inning ends. There's an out to first base. And Don Mattingly takes the out. And as he comes off the bag and runs to the Yankees dugout, he tosses the baseball that he just caught to me, out of respect because I know him a little bit. And he throws it on top of the dugout, so not to throw it right to me. So it bounces, and I should catch it easily, right? So it's Don Mattingly, and I'm looking away. As I turn, the ball hits my chest. It hits my face. I'm bobbling it. I make a complete fool of myself. And Don Mattingly rolls his eyes like, okay, Joe can't catch a baseball. It's like that. But I get, these are guys I admire. Cut to the Rolling Gold Glove Awards. I see Don beforehand. I told you about his wife came up. She goes, come on, Joe, we'll do a dance on stage. I was rehearsing. Donnie came up. And Danny's such a great guy. He is such a great guy. Donnie baseball is great. And then we're backstage talking about batting practice. I'm talking baseball preparation. That's the key to relaxation when you're on in the heat of the moment when I played the drum. And then I introduce him as the manager of the Miami Dolphins. Dolphins comes out of my mouth instead of Marlins like that. Boom!
That's no big deal.
I know, but I get nervous. With Derek, with my new iPhone, I'm trying to get a picture with Derek. Love baseball. And I have to tell you this, 13 minutes after 9 o'clock and just laying into the Rawlings Gold Gloves, and as I said as I opened that event, they have made this generation of baseball players have made baseball America's pastime again. Respectful young men who are really the best of the best and made me proud to be there. They were so respectful with their wives and everything. And on a ball field, when they fly the flag, nobody knew, except for the one dopey guy right from the Athletics, right?
Yeah, who then got arrested for assaulting a woman.
Yeah. I mean, really, you know. So it was great, and a big shout out to Rawlings, and a big shout out to baseball for the great night that we had. That
That's
was
great.
Good stuff. Yeah,
but
great. But I'm like, you see, with you, you don't get any sleep for the weekend because you got one night, and then you got to prep for your show the next day.
Yeah, Friday night into Saturday morning is my That's my it. Day to sleep.
You
yeah.
can sleep.
That's right.
You know, so and then today, what am I doing? I'm going to the Model Crohn's and Colitis thing tonight. Mm-hmm. I'll be over there, and then we stream in the morning. And then am I going to Gallagher's?
I don't know.
Tomorrow, I got to check that out. Non-stop action, Frankie.
Yeah,
but don't
no
we? It's Thanksgiving next week, boys. Already?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh! I got
nice time. Take some time off. Relax. Spend time with the family.
I got birthdays. I got to get birthdays. I'm gonna give Olivia a little birthday party, a big party. I'm handling
nice.
The whole thing. I do the whole thing.
Nice.
And I got it all. I know where I'm going. I don't want to tell any here, but I know where I'm going. We're gonna
Good.
Get a little, you know, all of her friends. I'm gonna do the whole thing.
Nice,
Daddy.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying?
No,
yeah.
I got you.
Yeah, I'll
nice.
See Ali today. So I got it all down.
Terrific.
Now let me talk about.
Well, that's today.
Huh?
Tomorrow, different story.
What could happen?
Today's
mean?
Well. Please. You're just saying today. You got everything. You're very calm. Everything's great. Tomorrow. Could be a different set of circumstances. We don't know.
You don't know the half of it, Al. I'm holding back. I'm holding back. I could talk.
I understand.
You don't want to know.
You got all the planning parties. You got to run around all over the place. I'm planning like my week this week around drinking. I mean, you know, like I got to go to here. I got to go there. You know, Frank has his two cocktail or whatever.
Yeah, what was that? What was that?
He tried to dupe people last week. You believe this one?
When did I see? I saw that email.
Friday. He tried to dupe people into attending this place around here on Wall Street by sending an email with a barcode and telling people to print the barcode and to come into the bar with the barcode. So, of course, nobody shows up with the barcode.
A couple people.
I said nobody shows up with the barcode.
Yeah.
But a couple of people.
Where'd you go to your usual watering hole?
No. That's why I had to send out an email because usually that's where people know to find me. But I went around the corner to a whiskey and wine bar that my brother wanted to try. He'd never been there before.
And good? No
yeah,
good?
Yeah, it was great. I've been there many times. I go there all the time.
Okay.
It's way
you
overpriced.
You don't go there all the time. You
yeah,
go there occasionally.
I go, it's way overpriced, so I don't want to give them a free commercial.
Right. So no, I don't blame you.
So I'm looking at my room.
Let me see this here. First of all, that cufflink, it's beautiful, but it's a little small there. I see you have your glasses on. You're trying to look at it. You might need a microscope.
No. You got to go. So I have cufflinks.
Yeah, that's
pretty
cool.
Take a picture. And it's
really, beautiful.
It's the hide. Is that probably?
Yeah.
Well, they look like a baseball. The cufflinks look
it's
like
got
a baseball.
Stitches,
and it has
but
the
it is
stitches
from a baseball.
The baseball. And as
it
you
it is
explained,
from an actual game. So you have to look at the back. I see a hologram. I don't know what the hologram means, but it says I see the number on the hologram. But
and it could be any
read.
Game in the league. It doesn't have to be centric to your local area.
It says Yankees on it, so I'm imagining it's a Yankee game. So a Yankee game that these the baseball's from, but I can't see. Maybe Joe could come in or one of the young guys could come in because the writing is so small on the back of this. I can't quite.
Are you sure you want somebody touching your
cufflinks? Yeah, somebody left a pair of glasses behind you.
Yeah, but he's got glasses on. Would you want him to put another pair on?
I would never put those on.
Yeah.
That's why you said that.
But do you want him?
No,
we could get him Mr. Magoo glasses, but he doesn't need to wear, you know, three pairs. Can I see it for a minute? Will you allow me to touch it, or will you freak out and not put the?
It's probably best that you know.
Because the last time Joe Sebelia touched his pen, he had a freak out. Now you want to hand him your cufflink?
Frank,
cufflink's a little more expensive.
Frank wasn't here.
I was listening.
I freaked out.
That was great.
I could see that it's 9-1. I'm
putting my flashlight on.
So what you do is with these Rawlings cufflinks, you go to MLB.com. And you use the light now. You're cheating. I didn't use the light.
You're cheating.
You're cheating. I could now if I put the light on my brand new phone. I mean, maybe then. You know,
so this code here, this Major League Baseball code, and then it has the letters.
The
FJ?
One that's on the hologram.
Yeah,
I got it here.
6-7-9.
I got a different one. So what? Oh, so each cuffling has something new.
Well, it says Yankees on it. So it must have come from a Yankee game.
I love this.
Yeah, it must have come from
this.
A Yankee
that's pretty
game.
Neat.
I'm sure you could get it from. I tell you what, though, these are pretty cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. If you're a baseball fan, these are pretty
Absolutely.
Cool.
Absolutely.
So
yeah.
If you check out Rawlings.com, you can get baseball cufflinks.
Great.
This is a great gift. Did you get the number?
I didn't get the number off.
Joe Sebelia around? Yeah, here comes Joe. Is he up?
He's coming.
Get the break.
You can touch that, Joe. You're allowed to touch.
Joe, you can touch it. Just get some Purell afterwards.
Yeah.
And
you use the Durasan.
Pour Durasan all over that when you're done.
Joe, you should have been born in 1933. I swear, look at you. You look great, by the way.
Where's your fedora?
You look great.
Really?
That's right. You need a fedora. You look, he's got a suede jacket on, three-button jacket, very fashionable.
See, I like the suede better than the velour.
I love the kid.
Velour is kind of out of date. Suede,
Yeah. But I'm sure he has a velour jacket, this kid.
Oh, no, he does. Well, he has the Masters jacket. He has the green jacket.
Oh, my Lord. Frankie, what's the headline we're going to see today? By the way, the president did great in Asia. Don't let anybody else tell you any different.
I won't.
It was a great job. He'll
tell you, too, how great he did it.
Yeah.
We don't need to.
Enjoy. Oh, you know what? By the way, and we'll go, when we come back, listen, we're going to talk to Michael Caputo. I say Caputo.
I say Caputo, too.
Yeah, it's Italian. But anyway, we will do that. We'll talk to Michael Caputo coming up momentarily, former Trump advisor and a great political mind on the show.
Who you could see, actually, in the film Get Me Roger Stone.
Oh, is that what you did? Right. That's great.
You mind your flesh out there? Just he's zapped me in my right eye. Wow. I don't have cataracts, but maybe I do now.
Whew. So somebody, I forgot to, we'll go to Debbie, but somebody tweeted, who was it? Big Fellow, our Twitter. Somebody, when we were talking about Hyman Roth and The Godfather, where he would say, show everybody the cake, enjoy. And that's what we always say when Donald Trump goes, enjoy. So The Godfather, somebody tweeted just this. A smaller piece. How hip was that? How hip was that? I love that when you're beyond hip and you get the Godfather references. 9:20 with Piscopo in the morning. Michael Caputo will join us momentarily. Debbie Duhame is on the road. Hi, Debbie. How you doing this morning?
You know what would be really hip? If the three of you wore velour suits tomorrow for the Facebook Live.
I'd pay
to see that.
Debbie,
we could do an donation.
We have no budget on this show. If they give us a clothing budget, maybe.
I can just see it.
No, I love the AM 970 velour tour. How about that?
Okay.
Velour tour.
Bring it back, Joe Piscopo.
By the way, we're going away. I'm doing this Five Boroughs tour. I'm going to talk to Mr. Crowley about that today. We're going out with John Cagliani. We're going to do the Blue Note. We're going to do Birdland or the Cutting Room. I got to decide where to play.
Oh,
and we're going to go
great.
Out, yeah, and we're going to go there, and we're going to go to all the boroughs. We're going to do all the we're going to do it ourselves and have some fun with John Cagliani. And maybe the velour tour. Do you love this? I love this.
I could see it.
I know. Hey, how are you? You could wear like a shimmy kind of a 60s go-go kind of outfit.
Okay, with the boots.
Come on.
Yeah, those white boots.
Debbie, how are we doing out there at 9:21?
Well, you're not doing very well, Joe, as you head to the New England Thruway northbound. All lanes subject to closure, getting up toward exit 20 in Rye. It's a pretty serious accident here. It's northbound New England Thruway, just bumper to bumper up through Rye. Over on the New York State Thruway north, exit 16, getting up toward Harriman. That's a truck fire, and two lanes are blocked. Taconic southbound into Yorktown Heights. That's a collision. Still seeing delays of 20 minutes in at the GWB, Lincoln 25, Holland 25. 17 northbound getting up through Hackensack. An accident was cleared out of the way. And stop-and-go traffic on the New Jersey Turnpike south of 13 with a debris spill over in the truck lanes. Cross Bronx East ramp at White Plains Road. Watch out for some ongoing fire department activity. Brought to you by the Foundation for a Better Life. When Marlon Charlie was 5, he lost his foot. Today is the world's fastest amputee. He runs the 100-meter in less time than it takes to listen to this. Overcoming, pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com. Rain this morning, then clearing, high today of 47. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
Michael Medved says the warning signs were there with the Texas church shooter.
In 2012, he was charged with assault. The records say he repeatedly struck his young wife. He also hit his stepson's head with a force likely to produce death. This is one of those things where there are so many problems with the system that enabled this to happen.
The Michael Medved Show. Afternoons at 3, right before Kevin McCullough at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
This is What's Your Wrinkle with plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry.
Have you had an aging spurt? You know what that is. All of a sudden, you see wrinkles and sagging eyelids and, oh my goodness, jowls. Almost overnight, you look older. I tackle aging spurts with eyelid and facelifts and office procedures like Botox, peels, and Ulthera, and the brand new jowl lifting Instalift. And I creatively use wrinkle filler to help bring back your natural beauty without distorting your features. Let's sit down and spend an hour together. I'll design a program that can help restore your appearance and one that's within your budget. Your solution might be as simple as having moles removed. My offices are on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan and in Somerset, New Jersey. Schedule a consultation by calling 212-753-1820. That's 212-753-1820. And check me out on the web at perryplasticsurgery.com. That's perryplasticsurgery.com. And mention you heard plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry on AM 970, and you'll receive a bottle of my nighttime serum during your consultation. consultation.
Finding the right holiday gift can be so stressful. Unless you're giving impressive, personalized, and unique gifts to your family, friends, and clients from Pompeii Gift Baskets, a family-owned business in New Jersey with a history of inspiring joy with delicious foods and drinks. Pompeii Gift Baskets specialize in providing a wide array of customizable gift baskets featuring luxury wines, champagnes, beer, coffee, tea, decadent snacks, chocolate truffles, cookies, and more. Wine and liquor bottles can even be engraved with a special message, photo, or logo. Basket themes are personalized and can range anywhere from elegant and chic to masculine or sports themed. Go to PompeiiGiftBaskets.com to create your custom order or call Daniela. She'll work within any budget to get your gift just right, down to including kosher options if needed. Delivery is available throughout the U.S. from single baskets or bottles to large corporate orders. To create your custom gift, call Pompeii Gift Baskets at 888-272-0220. That's 888-272-0220 or visit PompeiiGiftBaskets.com. That's Pompeii, P-O-M-P-E-I giftbaskets.com.
Who's got my cufflinks? Who did you? Did I, oh, Joe's
gave
got
him to Joe.
Is he looking? Did he write down the number?
He's looking.
Did he steal them? Where are my cufflinks?
No,
I'm
he didn't
cufflinkless.
Steal them.
Hey, let me tell you about Route 22 Toyota. I had such a great time at the Boys and Girls Clubs in New Jersey, the Youth of the Year event. So anyway, we had a great time. We honored Iggy Giuffre from Route 22 Toyota. This is a great organization. These are the folks that help out the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey, and they bringing kind of a vocational program to the Boys and Girls Club, teaching kids about mechanics, about selling a car, about the automotive industry. Iggy's got a heart of gold, and they have this for you. Like, that's not enough. You know what I'm saying? That's not enough. That's not enough. You get 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers from Alex Cancella, the general manager over there. That's not enough, right? Now they have this. First five callers, next 5 minutes, I'll give you to 9:30. It's 9:25 right now. If you call 855-621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter. If you call 855-621-9949, all European makes are excluded. Just say, Joey sent me. 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes, free multi-point inspection, free oil change, free filter from Route 22 Toyota. Are you kidding me? This is a great deal from a great company. Route 22, it's located so convenient in 2 minutes from New York. You get there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or just go to Route22Toyota.com.
Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news, what it means, and why it matters. Tonight at 5 and AM 970. The Answer.
9:26 with Piscopo in the morning, 877-970-2999. Michael Caputo, former Trump advisor, longtime political consultant, is on the line with us. Michael, welcome back to the show, man. How you doing?
Good, Joe. How you been?
Good, good. Caputo. I would say Italian. It's probably Caputo is the proper pronunciation, but I would say Caputo. How do you pronounce it, Michael?
Caputo. You know, my grandma called it Caputo. My dad called it Caputo. You know, as long as you don't call me late for dinner, I'll be there.
That's it, man. Michael, how is this Russian investigation still going on?
Well, it's a fantasy to begin with. Something that began just with a kind of adventuresome press release put out by Hillary Clinton's campaign in the summer of 2016, and it's turned into the entire reason for stalling Donald Trump's agenda. I think that's the whole reason behind it, actually. After they lost, they met, and we know this through documented accounts, that Hillary's top lieutenants met and decided the Russia investigation was going to be the way they were going to stall the president, to stop him in his tracks so that he could not put his agenda in place. And that's where we find ourselves today.
You know, it's true, though, and it was a concerted effort by the Democrats saying, how do we take this guy down? They can't find anything else. He's more popular than any president in recent history. Oh, let's make up this Russian collusion situation. They don't even go to the Uranium One. They don't even talk about the Clintons taking money from the Russians. By the way, were you worked for Boris Yeltsin, is that right?
I worked for the Yeltsin administration on election projects. But I was paid by the United States government. In fact, I was sent over there by Hillary Clinton's husband, Bill, in order to mess around in the Russian election.
Wait a minute. Could you please say that again so we could post that online? That's true, what you're telling me right now.
Yeah, absolutely. In 1994, during the Clinton administration, I was selected as an advisor to the Kremlin, to the election system in Russia in order to set up a democracy that is more to the United States' liking. That was my job when I was there. I spent a year working and paid by the United States government and then stayed for 6 years after that.
So why now that's been made public. Why can't we talk about that? But they answer me this. Let's go even deeper, Michael, if you would. So did you see any money exchanged between the Russians and the Clintons, like for speaking fees or into the Clinton Foundation by chance?
Well, no, but it's interesting how complex this is. For a time after I left the United States government's employ in Russia, I served as director of communications for Renaissance Capital, an investment bank in Moscow, which 10 years after I left gave $500,000 to Bill Clinton for a 20-minute speech. So, I mean, I can tell you that bank, when I worked for it, was very responsive to the Kremlin. And nowadays, since 2010 and beyond, it's virtually an arm of the Kremlin.
So why are they going after Donald Trump when, I mean, Bill Clinton took $500 million, I mean, from the Russia. How much did he get? How much did he get?
$500,000? $500,000 for one speech and then over $100 million.
Oh, God.
And then over $100 million in donations to the Clinton Foundation related to people who made money off of the Uranium One deal.
Okay. Now, you're there. You saw it. You experienced it. Why are we still on the Trump collusion thing, Michael?
Well, it's for one reason and one reason only, to stop him in his tracks, to make sure that the 2018 elections go the Democrats' way, and also to try and stop Donald Trump from being reelected. That's all it's about. And at this point, you know, I've testified in front of the House Intelligence Committee. My lawyers are still interacting with the House and the Senate. We're hoping that this thing goes, by the way, soon, because there's no proof to date that the president or the president's campaign colluded with Russia in order to win this election. Eventually, the truth is just going to have to be accepted. When the investigations are over and Donald Trump is cleared, we'll be able to march forward.
Unbelievable. Paul Manafort, under indictment, has nothing to do with Donald J. Trump. Where are we in that regard, Michael Caputo?
Well, I've known Paul Manafort for over 30 years and his deputy, Rick Gates. I've known them forever. Paul is very buttoned down, very together, a very smart lawyer. And I don't believe any of these allegations are going to stick. The problem we have is this. There are 12-plus indictments stacked up against Paul and Rick. And the idea, just like we all see on Law and Order every night, is to get him to turn on the president. The problem we have is there's no evidence to give against the president. So Paul and Rick are in a fight for their life in the courtroom.
That's so sad that the big government could use its power in an evil way like that, Michael. And then what did this guy George Papadopoulos, I mean, he took a guilty plea. Who was this guy? Does it even matter?
Papadopoulos was kind of a climber at the campaign. I never saw him. Nobody I knew in the campaign leadership ever interacted with him on a substantial basis. I mean, this happens in most campaigns where a young guy comes in with an inflated resume, starts climbing his way up the ladder, making calls, trying to get deals, trying to advance himself, maybe even trying to get laid. And this is just one of those campaign climbers that we all intersect with on every campaign. The problem with the Trump effort is we didn't have a lot of staff. We didn't have, you know, a whole, you know, conference room full of leadership that could catch these kinds of people and run them out like they should be. Papadopoulos never should have been at the table with the president, never should have been brought on that campaign with his inflated resume, and now we pay the price.
Wow. Who brought him on? Do you know?
It looks like it was Sam Clovis who is pulled him. He was an early campaign advisor to Donald Trump and has pulled himself out of consideration for a Department of Agriculture position.
Wow.
But, you know, Sam Clovis was just trying to fill slots at a time when nobody of any circumstance or any substantial advisor on foreign policy affairs would sit with Donald Trump. I think Clovis was scrambling to put together an advisory board and got conned by Papadopoulos.
Michael Caputo, a former Trump advisor, longtime political consultant, kind enough to join us this morning. Michael, before we let you go, man, I got a couple more questions, if I may. And Michael Flynn, I have such immense respect and regard for Michael Flynn, a great American. I loved when he was brought into the campaign. I mean, now are they really going to indict General Flynn?
I think they'll indict General Flynn just like they indicted Manafort, trying to get him to roll over on the president and give information that doesn't exist. It appears, and we don't know this yet, it appears that they're mostly examining General Flynn for registration and reporting errors, which typically would not even be prosecuted. But like I said, they're trying to get him to, you know, if not give information, lie and give them false information about the president. And I don't think General Flynn, who is a man of with combat valor, that I don't think General Flynn is, number one, he would never collude with Russia. And number two, I don't believe that there's any proof of any kind for the president to be brought into this. I don't think he'll lie about the president either.
Yeah, but how could the House Intelligence Committee, by the way, just release Carter Page's testimony publicly?
That's odd to me. I mean, and for what appears to be no real reason, because, you know, I asked to be interviewed in public and they refused. I cooperated anyway and was interviewed in private. And Jackie Smear, the congresswoman out of California, who brought me and my wife and my family into this in a public hearing on March 20th, she didn't even attend the closed hearing. And 3-4 days after the hearing, she accused me of lying before Congress when she didn't attend the hearing, and there was still no transcript. So I asked that my transcript be released so that the Representative Smear could go ahead and try to prove her allegations. Mm. But they have refused to do that so far. But somehow Carter Page has rushed out his transcript immediately. I'm confused by it. I know Roger Stone's confused by it.
Yeah.
All of us deserve to have our transcripts released.
Yeah, Jackie Smear, appropriately named, I think. Hey, are you and Roger Stone being sued in Manhattan? When is that, this week?
Yeah, we're being sued by a crackpot candidate who ran in the 2010 election and lost miserably. Made up some allegations that we all, me and Carl Paladino and Roger Stone, that we colluded in some way to commit some kind of dirty trick on him. There's no proof about this. For some reason, it's still going forward. But I'm sure we'll be vindicated at the end of this whole mockery.
Michael Caputo. Michael, thanks for joining us, man. Fascinating stuff. Thanks for joining us on the air. Let's talk again, Michael.
Have a great week.
All right, you too, man. Thank you so much. Piscopo in the Morning, 9:36 right now, 877-970-2999. Big Al standing by. He has the headline news right here on AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970. The Answer.
45 degrees at 9:35. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Liz Smith, the famed gossip columnist who chronicled the highs and lows of New York society for decades, passing away at the age of 94. Smith, who was a fixture on WNBC's Live at 5 for years and had a second calling as one of the city's most successful charitable fundraisers, died Sunday. She won an Emmy for her reporting on Live at 5 in 1985, and her widely read gossip column was syndicated to nearly 70 newspapers. A petition is going around that calls on changing the name of the Governor Mario Cuomo Bridge. The name is a tribute to the former leader of New York and the father of current New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. The bridge connects Westchester County and Rockland County and replaces the Tappan Zee Bridge. The petition is on the website change.org and has about 30,000 signatures so far. The petition calls for the bridge to be called the Tappan Zee Bridge. In sports, the Giants gave up 474 yards of offense to a previously winless team, were embarrassed by the 49ers 31-21. Jets lost to the Buccaneers 15-10. Miles Wood had a hat trick. Devils skated to a 7-5 win over the Blackhawks in Chicago. College hoops, as you heard right here on AM 970. The Answer yesterday, Seton Hall beat Monmouth 75-65. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. It's really tough this morning on the Harlem River Drive southbound, getting down through the 150s. An accident still blocking two lanes. Delays go back up to the GWB. Heading over to the inbound side of the GWB, about 15 to 20. Now, the outbound lower level, it's some construction at the George Washington Bridge. Getting reports of an accident now at the inbound Lincoln Tunnel on 495 by Kennedy Boulevard. At least 30 in at the Lincoln. Holland's still about 20 to 25 minutes in. It's still stop and go on the northbound side of the New England Thruway, getting up toward exit 20, getting up through Rye, but an accident was finally cleared out of the way. And over on the northbound New York State Thruway in Harriman, exit 16, a truck fire in the process of being cleared. It's still going to be stop and go for you this morning on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound. Some stop and go traffic getting out toward the Verrazano Bridge. And watch out for slowdowns on the Belt Parkway eastbound, getting out past Farmers Boulevard, with an accident being cleared. Some rain this morning, then clearing. High today at 47. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970. The Answer.
Sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven. TheraWorks Relief can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com.
If you're feeling run down and don't have the energy that you used to, it's probably because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. It's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. Each capsule has 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. Once you start taking Balance of Nature, you will feel great. People report that their skin looks better, they have fewer aches and pains, and they have a lot more energy. To celebrate Balance of Nature's 20th anniversary, they are offering their best deal ever. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. 1-800-246-8751 and use the promo code THEANSWER for a free 2-month supply or go to balanceofnature.com. But make sure you use the promo code THEANSWER. Call Balance of Nature 1-800-246-8751. Use the promo code THEANSWER.
Hi, it's Steve Adubato. AM 970 listeners want the whole story, not just simple sound bites. That's why I'm asking you to watch my TV show, One-on-One with Steve Adubato, for important conversations with great guests. So check out One-on-One with me, Steve Adubato, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV, 11:30 p.m. on Fios One, and late night on WNET Channel 13. That's PBS at 1 a.m.
Catch my friend Steve Adubato every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
Hi, this is Chris King. Join Greg Picker and me Thursday night at 7 p.m. when the New York Islanders host the Carolina Hurricanes. Right here on your home for Islanders hockey, AM 970, The Answer.
Piscopo in the morning, 20 minutes before Mike Gallagher, 940 right now. Ford's Jewelers is New Jersey's legendary jewelers since 1971. Barry Berman, owner of Ford's Jewelers, has one of the largest jewelry, watch, and gift collections in the area. All under one roof on New Brunswick Avenue in nearby Ford's, New Jersey. Ford's Jewelers carry watch brands from Omega, Tag Heuer, Movado, 20 other brands, along with designer jewelry by Gabrielle, Karl Lagerfeld, Scott Kay, and others. The gift gallery consists of Swarovski, Alex and Ani, Montblanc, Lennox, and more. Ford's Jewelers is a proud member of the American Gem Society, Jewelers Vigilance Committee, and an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau. Now, you listen to Joey. I know diamonds. I know getting married. Ooh, but yeah, if you want a diamond, you're not going to know. You are not going to know what I'm telling you. I know from experience. Hey, this looks really nice. You don't know. Barry Berman knows. Barry Berman, no, certified GIA graduate gemologist, American Gem Society certified gemologist, a master bench jeweler ready to advise you. This is at Ford's Jewelers, New Brunswick Avenue, Ford's, New Jersey. You want a diamond, this is where you go because you get value for your money. You know what I'm saying? And you'll get a great deal from Barry Berman. And then not to mention any watch that you want. I love this. They're Omega certified, Rolex trained. One-stop shopping for all your jewelry, watch, and gift-giving needs. Visit Ford's Jewelers, Ford's Jewelers, 449 New Brunswick Avenue in Ford's, New Jersey. Here's a number, okay? 732-738-7322, 732-738-7322, or go to fordsjewelers.com.
Eric Metaxas, a show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Store.
Yeah. You don't know what today is?
What is today? I don't know.
You don't know what today is.
I don't know what today is.
I'm shocked. On November 13th, Felix Unger was asked to remove himself from his place of residence. That request came from his wife. Deep down, he knew she was right. But he also knew that someday he would return to her. With nowhere else to go, he appeared at the home of his friend Oscar Madison. Several years earlier, Madison's wife had thrown him out, requesting that he never return. Can two divorced men share an apartment without driving each other crazy? Today's the anniversary. The Odd Couple.
Oh, isn't that great, man? The Odd Couple, Gattulo and Marano. Right. You guys. Well, you guys. Exactly. But that, don't forget, it was a Broadway show. First, Art Carney actually was in that show.
Yes, Mickey Rooney. They wanted Mickey Rooney to play one of the parts in the television series. Wow. So
Jack Klugman and Tony Randall. You know, so
Jack Lemmon, great in the film.
That was great. And then Neil Simon at his best, man. Unbelievable.
Yep. Absolutely. Today was also the 2-year anniversary of when 150 people were killed in terror attacks in Paris, which we all remember.
Remember
there were terrorist attacks in Paris, 150 people killed. That was 2 years ago today.
Only 2 years ago, right. Yeah. So I remember, why do I remember? I get flashbacks. I'm so old, I remember all this stuff. That we went to, Neil Simon wanted to meet Eddie Murphy. I remember, listen to this. Eddie and I are hanging. Eddie's got like a Rolls Royce or something, a convertible Corniche, I believe he had. And we used to hang and when we were in Los Angeles. He gets a call from Neil Simon. This is all I remember. Listen to me. I can't remember what the conversation was about. I think Neil wanted to write a film for Eddie or something. So we go up to Neil Simon's beautiful Beverly Hills home in California, right?
Right.
And I'm with Eddie. It's just Eddie and I. And a big dog comes out. Uh-oh. So Eddie goes, I ain't getting out. He goes, I ain't getting out the door. So he's driving around. Now, there was a fountain in the middle of the driveway. It was a circular driveway. Eddie's driving around. Eddie Murphy. Listen. Eddie's driving around. We're not getting out of the car. And he's going, Neil Simon, come out here, man. I ain't getting out of my car, man. Neil Simon. I am like, he was.
He's screaming. He's pulling up to an apartment building. Neil, telling him to come down.
Neil Simon, come out to my car, man. I get my car. Eddie.
Murphy,
man. You can't make this stuff up. Boy. And then we had a chat. I don't think a film ever, nothing came of that, I think, but it was sure a lot of fun to hang. Oh, please, only in my life.
Today's Whoopi Goldberg's birthday.
Happy birthday, hey. Whoopi. You know, she's a nice guy. I love Whoopi, and I know politically she rubs her own way. She's such a warm, wonderful person. When you meet her, I've had nothing but nice experience. Politically, we're probably so opposite, but, you know, I don't hold people. I don't hate you if you don't believe what I believe.
Well, it's funny. I've never met her, but she goes on. She's the co-host of The View, obviously, and a regular guest and occasional co-host on The View is Herb London's daughter, Stacey. Right?
So, Herb London was there last night. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're kidding.
How handsome could this guy be?
I don't know.
He gets younger every time I see him.
He's an incredible.
Herb London. I had Kevin Jackson. You got to meet the guy that knows more about global affairs than any human on planet Earth. Dr. Herb London. He is so revered, and it was great to see Herb last night. I'm sorry, Frank.
He once sees Whoopi Goldberg at a restaurant. And, you know, Herb London's there with a bunch of his really conservative right-wing buddies. And he sees Whoopi Goldberg at a restaurant. And and he says, you know, Ms. Goldberg, I just want to say hello to you. You know, my daughter, Stacey. She would be upset with me if I didn't say hello.
Yeah.
So she Whoopi Goldberg says to Herb London, you got to do me a favor. And this is in front of all Herb London's conservative friends who can't stand Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah, yeah.
So Whoopi Goldberg says to him, you've got to do me a favor. You've got to let me give you a hug and a kiss. She's there because she really likes Herb's daughter, Stacey.
Sure.
So she's there hugging and kissing him in front of these people that can't stand her.
Oh, that's great. So, but see, that's what I'm saying. That's the Whoopi I know.
Right. That's what everybody says.
That's the point I'm making. Do I agree with what happened in New Jersey or Virginia? No, I don't. I think it's the worst thing that could happen to the country. Do I think there's a concerted effort by the progressive socialists? Do I hate Bernie Sanders because of that? No, I don't. I just disagree, and I think we have to fight for our lives to maintain what we believe in. But I don't hate.
If I'm Bernie Sanders, I'd be hating a lot of people in my own party.
Well, they
because
really,
what they did to him.
He's called it, by the way.
What they did to him
show,
was,
and we knew it,
atrocious.
And we saw it coming, and we called it day. Bernie was on the show 3 times during that campaign, and Hillary never called.
Yep.
John Podesta never called. WikiLeaks, they talk about the Piscopo show. WikiLeaks said John Podesta says we could use Joe, but they never called. Bernie called. And now if Bernie ran against a candidate Trump, would Bernie have won, Frankie Five-Boroughs?
It's impossible to know.
Right.
There's no way to know what negative ads would have come out, what negative stories would have come out about Bernie and his wife, who's under investigation.
Who was on the show as well.
She was involved in. So it's impossible to know. People say the same thing about Biden, about Gore, about whomever. Also today, by the way, the birthday of Edwin Thomas Booth, who as an actor was in the Acting Hall of Fame, the brother of John Wilkes Booth, who killed Lincoln. But Edwin Thomas Booth, before his brother killed Lincoln, he rescued Abraham Lincoln's son in a train accident.
What, tell me again now?
So Edwin Thomas Booth, famous actor.
John Wilkes Booth's brother.
Right, famous actor, Acting Hall of Fame. He rescued and saved the life of Abe Lincoln's son, Robert, who's the only one of Lincoln's sons to survive to adulthood.
Wow.
Can you imagine that? The guy that killed Lincoln,
how does he know this
his thing? Brother,
because he's Frank Moran,
rescued Lincoln's son and saved his life.
But you know what disillusion?
He's got no notes. Wait, Al, I'm sorry. Hold on. No notes off the top of his head. It's like a Google machine, this
guy. Because, see, in this business, we remember a lot of useless information that we can only use on this particular show or at a bar.
That was fascinating.
And since Frank's in the bar a lot, he gets to use this information.
How many free drinks do you get because of this information?
Oh, wait, not that many.
Yeah. You know what bothers
me? I end up having to buy my fair share
because
people are patient to listen.
Going back to the Bernie Sanders things for just a second, if you're a voter, if you're somebody who didn't vote this year, didn't vote last year, whatever, doesn't this make you even more disillusioned over the voting process, over how our politics work in this country, when you find out that the Democrats essentially gave the anointment of the nomination to Hillary Clinton, as opposed to making it a fair and equal, hey, let's see what happens, let's put them both out there and let them fight it out, and then who's ever standing at the end will go up against the Republican nominee. Doesn't that disillusion you to politics in some way? How do you get those people back to say, no, it's not fixed,
You know, your point is well taken, and I understand the question now, because when I started going in, getting serious in the political arena, it's all about money. It has nothing to do with what we believe in. Nothing to do. It's all about money.
That's what was so refreshing about Trump's victory, is that he was able to win the Republican nomination in spite of spending the least amount of money, and then when able to win the general election in spite of being outspent 5-1 by Hillary.
You're right. Let me look at my Rawlings with Joe Sebelia. Thank you. I have Rawlings cufflinks that were given to me by Rawlings, and it is the height of a Rawlings baseball with the stitching in it, and that is the cuffling. I'll have to take a picture of these. And I'll tweet them out. Beautiful. In the back of these cufflinks, there's a hologram with a number on it, and you could see what game the ball that this hide was taken from. So look at this. This was from September 15th, 2011. My cufflinks that I wear today, this morning. Cufflink was made from a piece of game-used baseball from the Yankees and Detroit Tigers, fifth inning pitch, by C.C. Sabathia to Brandon Inge in the dirt. That's how meticulous Rawlings is.
That's
how great
good.
Is that? Thank
good.
You, Joe, for looking that up. And I wear these baseball. And I was.
But
I
there's
was,
really no way to fact check that, right? I mean,
someone made it up. You think? No.
No. No. I'm sure they didn't. But
that's pretty intense. To make that up. You know
so,
what I mean?
But I was Debbie. I was all dressed. I had a gold tie with a gold pocket square because it was the gold gloves.
Nice.
60th anniversary. And Ozzy Smith came over. He goes, man. And Ozzy is impeccable dresser. Ozzy
wow.
is oh, and he looks great. He goes, Joe, you look good. I go, wait a minute. I took the cufflinks. I took my cuff. I'm a boom with my baseball cufflinks. He cracked up laughing. Man.
Oh, wow.
All about baseball this weekend at the Rawlings Gold Gloves. Yeah, it was great. Everybody.
So great.
Yeah, it was good. It also was such Americana, you know? It was just everything great about America. Hey, 9:51. Debbie is out there. Mike Gallagher's coming up momentarily. Debbie, how are we doing traffic-wise? That's a Monday, I'm afraid to X.
I'll tell you what's happening, Joe. First of all, with Metro North, we're still seeing delays on all lines into and out of Grand Central, and it's all due to some track maintenance. Watch out for some delays as well as you head to the 7 train. Looks like they're still seeing some signal problems over on the 7. Traffic is building for you as you head over to the LIE westbound. Still some stop-and-go traffic here on the LIE westbound as you get out toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel. And traffic is still moving slowly on the Belt Parkway eastbound across Bay Boulevard. That's a collision to deal with as well. Traffic is still moving slowly on the Cross Bronx West out toward 3rd Avenue. Inbound GWB down to 15. Lincoln Tunnel is an accident on 495 getting out toward Kennedy Boulevard, at least 30 in at the Lincoln. Holland still about 20 minutes in. 80 eastbound building getting out toward the Garden State Parkway heading out through Saddlebrook. And some stop-and-go traffic still on the northbound New England Thruway getting up through Rye with an accident cleared. Northbound New York State Thruway and Harriman Exit 16. It's a truck fire. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
More than a month ago, Hurricane Maria ravaged Puerto Rico, leaving incomprehensible devastation. Today, More than 3 million Americans have no electricity. 1 million still don't have access to clean water. Life is far from normal, and they still need our help. Food for the Poor and WNYM are shipping food, water, medicine, hygiene products, batteries, flashlights, generators, and other desperately needed necessities to Puerto Rico. Please give to keep the help and hope flowing to these hurting families. Just call 855-919-4673. Your generous gift will let them know they're not forgotten and will equip our local church partners all across the island to minister to the suffering. And rest assured knowing that more than 95% of all donations go directly to these programs. To give now, simply visit am970theanswer.com. Or to give by phone, call 855-919-4673, 855-917-4673. Call now and make a life-saving difference for the millions in need.
This is What's Your Wrinkle with plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry.
I'll bet you've all tried skincare that just doesn't work. Well, I've created skincare that really does work and is scientifically proven to decrease the visibility of wrinkles and splotches and smooth rough skin in as little as a month. It's called Dr. Perry's Skincare, and the longer you use it, the better you'll look. And because I know that you'll only stick to a skincare program long-term if it's simple, I've combined the most effective ingredients into just one morning cream and one evening serum. My morning daytime SPF cream protects your skin with sunscreen and niacin, and my nighttime serum nourishes it with vitamin C and A, fruit acids, antioxidants, and skin brighteners. But some people say that the best part of my program is my invigorating and non-irritating clean time soap. Use the radio code to receive 25% off all my products on drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com, or call 844-DR-PERRY. That's 844-DR-PERRY.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Damp with rain at times this morning. Some of the distant Hudson Valley suburbs could see some snow or sleet mixed in. Then clouds will break for some sun at times this afternoon. Quite chilly today with a high of 46. Then tonight, skies gradually clear. Cold with a low of 36 in Midtown, closer to 30 in many suburbs. Tomorrow, clouds and some sunshine. Still chilly with a high of 48. And on Wednesday, mostly sunny skies with a high of 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Tremont on AM 970, The Answer.
Where is that from? That's Al? Oh, this is...
Yeah. Wonderful. We got it. We got it, Charlie. We got it. Enough already. Come on.
What? Oh, I don't use the Lord's name in vain. There, Albert. What is that?
I was tame then.
You were. When was that? Why is that on your phone?
Well, I was cancel ridden at that point. So
I'm trying to delete videos to create some more space on my phone, and I can't delete that.
But you have a beeper now. What do you need the phone for?
Al yelling. Right. Al yelling, of course. But you can get that Al yelling any day.
Right.
I mean,
exactly.
Why would you
E. Frank calls gives us the opportunity right. in the next few minutes.
Why would you want to save
that? Oh, that's the best.
Yeah, for harassment charges.
Created a hostile condition at work.
5 minutes before Mike Gallagher, 9:55 right now, 9:55 on AM 970, The Answer. Did you make the free and easy switch to Blue Rock Energy yet? Take control of your energy bill. Will you do that for Joey? Please, if you own or rent a home or apartment, you can sign up in just a few quick steps at BlueRockEnergy.com to lock in your gas and electric rates. For business owners and operators, make the easy call, 877-280-4909, or team up with one of Blue Rock's expert energy advisors. They can make a specific solution to help you save money on your energy for your home, for your business. You know, they can help you find ways to conserve energy, customize a rate plan to help control your energy costs. Ask about a free on-site energy assessment today. 877-280-4909. BlueRockEnergy.com. Just a few easy steps and clicks. Boom. Right online, right? You'll be on your way to a better and more affordable energy solution. Blue Rock Energy. 877-280-4909. Or go to BlueRockEnergy.com.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
You guys are killing me. That's a circle. Al yelling. I like that.
Give me a couple minutes.
It's like
somebody else. You should have seen the guy yelled it on Saturday. Oh.
What?
Wow.
You did?
There's a circle by my house. Yeah. You have to stop. It's not a yield anymore. There's two big stop signs.
Uh-oh.
This jerk decides to go right through it. I leaned on my horn and I stopped the car because I'm in the middle of the circle. You're kind of in no man's land. You understand this, Joe.
Yeah.
Frank does it because he's not from Jersey.
No.
But I'm stopped and I'm screaming at the guy. My wife's right next to me and she hates when I flip out like that. And the guy started to give me lip like he was going to get out of the car. And I'm ready to go. And I have my wife in the car.
Tell me the traffic setup. What happened?
It's a circle. Yeah. And there's a stop sign for the people entering the circle.
Oh, but they don't keep
stop.
Going.
He yielded. He looked and boom, and he tried to go to cut me off. Can't do that.
And then did he get out of the car?
He looked like he was. Started dropping
F-bombs. You can't nowadays. You can't do that.
No, I was ready to go.
But remember the late, great David Brenner. He would talk about the traffic circles in New Jersey. There's like people at the wheel, skeletons at the wheel that keep going around. You can't
leave that, man.
True.
I don't know who comes up with that. Oh, my goodness gracious. Big Al, we're going to wait. We're going to wait till Al yells. But apparently the morning. But look, it's not over yet. We still got a couple minutes. So stand by, Frank. You can video Al yelling again. Frankie, thanks for a great show as always.
Bill.
Always appreciate it. Albert, great to see you always. Al Gattula. Debbie, we love you. And we love you for listening. And thank you, guys. It's 9:58 right now on AM 970 The Answer. Please stay tuned for Mr. Mike Gallagher coming up on AM970TheAnswer.com. And would you do me one big favor? It's a Monday, I know. But make it the best ever. But thank you, Al, because you deserve it.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.